AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. New restrictions for Russia after it suspended compliance with the New START treaty. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The Biden administration is retaliating for Russia's suspension of the New START nuclear treaty. The U.S. is revoking the visas of Russian nuclear inspectors, denying pending applications for new monitors, and canceling standard clearances for Russian aircraft to enter U.S. airspace. The New START treaty is the last arms control treaty remaining between the U.S. and Russia. The State Department says the visa revocations and application denials, as well as a U.S. decision to stop sharing information on the status or location of missiles and telemetry data on test launches, were consistent with international law because of Russia's actions. The U.S. will, however, continue to notify Russia when it conducts test launches. The new measures are reversible should Moscow return to compliance with the treaty. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United Nations is warning of a new threat to global food security. It says Russia is limiting the number of ships allowed to pick up Ukrainian grain at Black Sea ports, part of a campaign to get Kyiv to open a pipeline for a key ingredient of fertilizer to get to world markets. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky got a warm welcome, but no concrete commitments at a European summit today. He says his country needs a clear invitation to NATO.
Every European country that borders Russia and that does not want Russia to tear it apart should be a full member of the EU and NATO.
Russia's bombardment of Kyiv continues. A pre-dawn barrage killed three, including a nine-year-old and her mother. In Washington, the Senate is in session this evening, debating the debt ceiling and budget cuts package. And the AP has obtained more than 4,000 pages of documents from the Federal Bureau of Prisons related to Jeffrey Epstein's jail suicide, including a detailed psychological reconstruction. This is AP News. Key changes are coming after a rash of deaths in horse racing. Gethin Coolbaugh has the story.
Churchill Downs will limit horses to four starts during a rolling 8-week period and impose ineligibility standards for continued poor performance in the wake of the recent death of 12 horses at the home of the Kentucky Derby. Other safety initiatives announced by Churchill Downs on Thursday include pausing incentives such as trainer start bonuses and purse payouts to every race finisher, with payouts limited to the top five finishers. The measures take effect immediately and follow a special meeting between Churchill Downs officials and horsemen based at the track and its trackside training center. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The NBA Finals underway in Denver tonight, the Nuggets versus the Miami Heat. And four games already wrapped up in Major League Baseball. The Blue Jays beat the Brewers 3-1, the Mets topped the Phillies 4-2, the Padres crushed the Marlins 10-1, and the Diamondbacks edged the Rockies 5-4. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.